Hi, I'm Kendra Corman, the host of Imperfect Marketing. If you're a solopreneur, small business owner, or marketer, you know marketing is far from a perfect science. And that's why this podcast is called Imperfect Marketing. Here you will hear from marketing experts and successful business owners about their marketing tips and, of course, their lessons learned along the way.
Are you looking to start your own podcast? Join me, Kendra Corman, and the host of the Imperfect Marketing Podcast for the Podcast Launchpad Bootcamp, where I will set you up for a strong launch with all the tips and tricks you need to get started. Join me April 10th through April 23rd for the Podcast Launchpad Bootcamp. Learn more and register at kendracorman.com/bootcamp.
Hello and welcome back. And thank you so much for tuning in to today's Imperfect Marketing Brief. I'm your host, Kendra Corman. For those of you who are just tuning in for the first time, this is one of my shorty episodes that talk a little bit about a lesson learned in marketing from companies or individuals that we can learn from and hopefully do better marketing in the future. One of my friends, at the request of a marketing specialist, was told to do a few lip sync reels on Instagram. They were fun, they got hundreds of likes and views than what she normally gets. But they offended some of her regulars, her followers, who said that she was looking a bit desperate and it was unnecessary. She ended up deleting these reels and said that she felt like a trained monkey. She tried to look like everyone else, when what she's really trying to do is stand as a unique person with a unique offering. For her, it was odd, and she felt that it was compromising her credibility, and she made a decision to stay true to herself and end up potentially having less clients than just being out there to make more money. I love this. Authenticity is key to everything that we do. I'm not saying that you shouldn't be a little uncomfortable with what you're trying to do from a marketing perspective, but just because something is hot and new and getting a lot of reactions doesn't necessarily mean that that's the right place for you. You really need to think about your target audience and your brand. And sometimes you're going to have to make some decisions that are going to potentially cost you some sales to stay true to your brand. But I think in the end, it won't. In the end, you're going to have loyal followers. In the end, people are going to know who you are. People are always looking for marketing to bring a direct ROI or return on investment. And I agree with that. I am number one fighting to do marketing initiatives that bring a return on investment. However, not all marketing should tie directly to that return. And the reason I'm saying that is because some of the initiatives that we do as brands and as people are going to be brand builders. So if I ask you, you need to buy a pair of running shoes, there's a brand that comes to mind, right? Or there's a store where you're going to go that comes to mind. For me, it's Hanson's here in Michigan, and they're really helpful and always find me shoes that fit right. But if I think about building a brand, or you think about running shoes and you think Nike, or you think about outdoor wear and you're thinking North Face, or maybe Patagonia, when I think about a vehicle, maybe you're thinking Chrysler, Ford, GM, Dodge, Jeep, you know, any of those brands come to mind. That's because they've been around a while. And for the most part, many of them have been true to their brand. They've run commercials. They've done speaking events. Think about the people in your world and in your environment that stand for something in your head and in your mind. Think about the ones that don't, that maybe you feel are a little bit of an also-ran, right? Being true to yourself is key. So start thinking about where those boundaries are for you and who you are as a brand, and then stick it up on your wall with some tape and stick to it. All right. Well, thank you again for tuning in for another Imperfect Marketing Brief. I hope this really helps get you thinking about what you may and may not be willing to do for your brand and for sales in the future. Thanks, and have a great rest of your day. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Imperfect Marketing. Be sure to subscribe and visit kendracorman.com/imperfectmarketing to view the show notes of all my podcast episodes. See you next week, same time, same place.